Rock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's lovely.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
Quack.
Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Yes, it is the Monica J. Show on this Friday, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm just cruising and perusing the news, and wow, this is very cool. Very happy to hear this. The Defense Secretary is open to reinstating that fired USS Roosevelt captain. Wouldn't that be nice? Blow on the whistle on something that actually was going on to protect his crew. And, you know, here's a big thank you for you. You get fired. But as long as we can look back and correct some of the mistakes of the panic and the overblown reaction that we're seeing, well, some good things could come of it. What would you like to talk about on this Friday? Because, you know, there are more things going on than just the coronavirus, which I would like to remind you is just that, a virus. This is not the end of the world. It may be the end of the Democrat Party with all the games that they're playing as Nancy Pelosi shows off the ice cream in her freezer. And then we go to stories, you know, about men and women not being able to feed their children because the lines are so long, the food banks are depleted. It's not just food. It's diapers. It's everything. Because of the supply chain. You know, the truckers are working as hard as they can out there to get things to where they need to go. It just goes to show there are a lot of cogs in this big wheel that all have to fit into place. It's a well-tuned machine. And somebody has thrown a bolt right into the middle of it. How do we plan to reopen after all of this shutdown? Why do we have to plan anything? Tell people to clean their businesses. Wear masks, whatever you need to do. And open the doors. Make sure you've got some spacing. I mean, I think we were all physically distancing beforehand, except for people, you know, rubbing up on you and getting close to you at the checkout register. I always hate that. Now I feel justified for giving people the stink eye when I'm trying to check out and they're already, you know, pushing all their stuff onto the conveyor belt and standing right next to me, almost like pushing me out. You know, we had physical distancing at checkouts in most of the retail stores. You know, line starts back here. That's what you do. But you also let your voice be heard in this time. Rallies going on across the country. And this is very convenient because this was the first thing that I was going to talk about this morning. And she's already calling in, so it's perfect. But Nevada Battleborn Rally is Saturday. There's actually a caravan that is going to be coming from Reno, meeting up at 10 o'clock to meet up with the rally in Carson City at 11 o'clock. And so we're going to let Governor Sisolak, he's just, it's making me sick, actually, the way he's reacting. But let's go to the organizers of this, because if other states can do it, we can do it better. Mm-hmm. Dixie, thank you so much for putting this together, you and your husband. And it's phenomenal the response that people have been bringing, because I've been getting emails, calls, texts, you know, what time, where, and people telling me where Reds is. It's like, don't actually go to Reds, go to the big parking lot that is there off to the side of the whole shopping center. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
So grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you and you guys doing this, because all I can do is talk about it. You know, I can't put the logistics together. So what made you decide to...
Well, we've had a lot of help, so we want to thank everyone who's helped us put this together. You know, this came from a very small idea. Todd and I sitting on our couch. What can we do? And it just has exploded. And, you know, the virus, yes, it's there, but I agree with you. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the love of our state, the love of Nevada. This is why we're doing this. Because we need to get not just small businesses, but everyone back to work. And it's just vitally important in a safe manner, a mm-hmm. common sense manner. And we all have common sense, and we can do this.
They honestly don't think we have common sense. That's, I think, what infuriates me the most. And so many people were trying so hard to do the physical distancing and things like that. You know, we had a couple of phone calls after you left on air yesterday. And just to address a few of those, one gentleman wanted to know if people were ready to be arrested. I mean, is that a possibility? Have you looked into this?
You know, I have not. But yesterday, as the governor was doing his update, he knew about what we're doing. You know, and he did, and I give him credit for this. We have the right to free speech. Now, with that being said, the most important thing is we also need to set an example that we continue to use our common sense and wear your masks. You know, be creative, but wear your masks. Let's continue to follow social distancing. I do believe it has worked. It's important that we do that. So we're asking everybody to do that and wear your masks. And, you know, if you want to walk, that is amazing and great. But let's not cluster. Let's show and set an example for our state.
And hopefully you'll have some flags to wave as well. I was going to say, what would you like to see people bring to the rally as far as support? I mean, what kind of signs do you want to see, or flags?
You know, ours have been, the ones that people are doing are all positive. It's not a bash on our governor. We definitely don't need that right now. We all need to unite as Nevadans, come together. And that's the most important thing. Let's make it a positive Nevada battle born rally. And, you know, support the people. There's so many folks that are just sad, depressed, lonely. That is such a byproduct of what we all are going through. We want them to know they're not alone. We need to step up and unite.
You know, and I'm going to take that a step further, because I'm going to be there, and I have an SUV. So let's make it about love. And so if anybody is out there who's going to participate in the rally, if you have something extra in your pantry, you know, a jar of peanut butter, cans of chicken or tuna or anything like that, there was just a food drive for Fish, Friends in Service Helping. You know what? Why don't we keep that going? So if you bring something, just throw it in the back of my SUV and I'll drop it off on once we're all said and done, because it is friends and neighbors helping each other. And that's where you feel the real love.
That's true. And I love that idea. Thank you so much. You know, the one thing that I do want to talk about is, you know, those Nevadans that elected our governor, you know, they put their trust in him. And I want our governor to put his trust back in Nevadans and to use our common sense, and together, all of us together, open our great state safely. We can do this. I would love to see who his people are he's talking to. Do they include us?
That's been the real disconnect, I think. And, you know, yeah, leave the Sisolak bashing to me because I'm a professional at it. Let's, you know, for tomorrow, it's all about bringing Nevadans together and showing what we can do. And I'm really hoping my masks are going to be here because I ordered some special ones that have a, you know, Trump 2020 on the front of them.
I love it. Well, if you don't, I shall share one with you, my dear.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad you have those, too.
We are excited. We're looking forward to everyone. There is also a rally down in Las Vegas at 1 o'clock tomorrow. This has just spread through our entire state. We're so excited. It's going to be at the Grant Sawyer Building.
I posted online the entire layout from Nevada Patriot that, you know, they're trying to get the word out as well. So I have it on my Facebook page. And we'll just, you know, people say, well, when is the caravan going to start or when is the walking going to start? And it's like, you know, we'll start it when it feels like everybody's there.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. I'm thinking a high noon sounds really good.
You know, I'm thinking high noon sounds really good, too, because especially, yep. I don't know if you know this or not, but you probably do because you're an intelligent woman. And that on Sunday, do you know what happened Sunday back in 1775?
I believe it had something to do with Lincoln?
Nope.
I don't know. Tell me about this.
1775, April 19th, was the start of the Revolutionary War.
Oh, God.
So just throwing it out there.
Oh, no. Appropriate. Not a revolution, a love party.
That's right. It's love on Saturday. Depending on how that goes, we'll see what Sunday
that's
holds
right.
for us. So,
we
Dixie.
Also want to, I want to encourage all of us to put your flags up. You know, it's just something about our flag, the freedom that we enjoy. This has been such a huge reminder of our just what we get to have in our country. So
yes.
Put your flags up, show your patriotism, and
all that
Monica,
stuff
you
that,
are the best.
All that stuff that you have put away for the 4th of July, all the window flags and all that stuff that you can, you know, raise your window and lock it in there. Get all that stuff out and show it off tomorrow. Designated meeting place. In front of just the whole parking lot in front of, you know, like Sportsman's and that shopping
much.
Center.
We're going to be down there early, obviously. But, you know, just yell out Dixie. You'll find me.
I'm sure people are not going to have a problem finding the gathering place.
I'll probably wear a Giants hat. So.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll see it right there where hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not maybe thousands of vehicles are waiting to have some fun that day. So Dixie and Todd, thank you so much for organizing this and putting it together. And we'll see you tomorrow. All right. Like I said, though, I've got a good size SUV. Bring a can of food or something that you can share with your neighbors as well. Wouldn't that be nice? Just a way of sharing and caring. Mike, stick around. We're going to be right back after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk. There
is. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me here on your live and local FM talk show. If you don't want to talk, at least go to the webpage and answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should Nevada elections include ballot harvesting? We're being sued. We're being sued by an ex-Clinton lawyer for ballot harvesting. What does that tell you? Just throwing it out there. Yesterday's poll question, I don't even know what yesterday's poll question was. It wasn't updated for me, so we'll fix that in just a second. Should Should people in the country illegally receive relief benefits? 2% said yes, 27% said no, 56% said hell no. 11%, I love this answer, only in the form of a bus fare home. No, they should leave the country immediately or be placed in government work camps to pay back American taxpayers. 2% said give them some of Nancy's ice cream. I'll take some of Nancy's ice cream. That was some good-looking stuff in there. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I've been keeping Mike on hold for way too long because he's got an excellent question. Mike, thanks for calling into the show at 884-9910. So, where's my share?
It's not a relief about a share. It's about a number. $2 trillion equates to about $18,000 per citizen. We're talking people under the age of 18, babies, based on the census. Well, if that's $18K per citizen, at some point, this has to be paid back.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is by whom?
This is only the new one. This doesn't
right.
cover
I mean, we're already,
the other one.
We're already $80K per debt per citizen, and now we're going to be $90-plus K per citizen in debt. At what point do we as American people rein in these politicians? Because if I ran my business the way our elected officials run this country, I would go to jail.
Yeah. They couldn't even run a house of physical pleasure here in Nevada without tanking it.
They could not. And so it really just breaks down to an economic downfall. It's like we wonder why everything hyperinflates when we allow our government to completely spend money out of control for this $2 trillion trade, $2 trillion thing they're spending. It's going to make our $100 bill in our pocket worth $80.
And it's another way.
By the time it's done.
It's another way to force the upgrade of the minimum wage up to $15 an hour because people are not going to be able to afford even a loaf of bread and milk by the time all is said and done.
It's pointless about forcing the minimum wage up if your dollar isn't worth anything.
Yeah.
And so it's like all I know is that our government needs to be reined in. Like literally reined in by we the people. It's like, here's kind of a funny thing. If all the citizens across this great nation simply stop paying taxes, period, said, hey, I'm going to claim 300 dependents and you're not getting a dime, they would maybe change their ways.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well,
wouldn't that be nice if actually people are so afraid of being put in jail or being fined or having things taken away from them that they won't stand up to the government?
Well, we the people pay them and we the people should be in control of them. And yet they somehow think we're beneath them and that we're not paying attention. And most of us aren't.
Yep.
You know, it was like in the 80s. You know, I'm 55, and in the 80s, Clinton was in office, and they had this, they were talking about the Monica Lewinsky thing, and that totally made the media. But what was also going on at that time was a $17 trillion trade deficit with China. And nobody was paying attention to that. There were people that were protesting it, but all of a sudden, the protesters got accused of being looters. And it was their own locals that were causing problems because the police force was too busy kind of guarding these global dignitaries. They said, oh, don't worry about it. We'll pass it next semester in Geneva. And they did. Well, that was the start of the fall, a $17 trillion trade deficit with China. And, you know, everybody wants cheap goods purchased in China. They don't. Our politicians have completely sold this country out.
And it's been going on
for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, no, it's been going on longer than that because it's not just the Democrats. This started back with Bush Sr. And it's just been a rolling snowball in hell since then. Hopefully everything that's going on is going to wake some people up. And I think a few people have been woking up, but enough of them? I don't know. I don't think so.
It's kind of like leading sheep into a pen or animals into a pen for slaughter. As long as you put food in the pen, you can close the gate behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they're offering a $1,200 stimulus to people or whatever. Regardless of that, they're offering $1,200 per, you know, taxpayer. So we're talking about they're spending $18,000 per citizen, not taxpayer.
But they're also giving people more in unemployment than what they would normally be making. So,
well, and I get that. And people can take advantage of that, you know, and abuse it to some extent. But the point is that if somebody is at some point going to have to pay this note back. Here's my thoughts. I'll sum it up and then I'll let you go. If all the countries of the world who have indebted themselves to China, because China has loaned many, many nations lots and lots of money, if they basically went, you caused economic collapse, you caused death that was unacceptable, period. You know all the debt we owe you? Yeah, we're clearing it. Kiss our butts. We're done. Like, it's like we need to bring... There is not a single shoe manufacturer in this country. So when we cut off China, there's going to be a lot of barefoot Americans at some point. Yeah. We need to bring manufacturing back here. We need to become more self-sufficient.
And I also think we have enough stocked up in this country when it comes to shoes, when it comes to clothes, you know, the things that are just luxuries. We don't need any more. I mean, people can raid my closet. It's my husband just shakes his head.
Yeah, but I totally
but you're
get
right.
that. But
you, Mike, we need... I got to let you go, Mike. I got to do a Fox News break here, but I get what you're saying, and we need to bring manufacturing back to this country. Yes, we need to hold China accountable. Yes, and people need to learn where to get their news from, because when I said this was coming from a Wuhan lab and people were calling me an idiot and saying I was a fearmonger and saying that I was promoting conspiracy theories, well, you know what? Screw you. I was right. So there you have it. You pay attention, and just because you think something like that couldn't happen in the world of today, guess what? It can. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. It's live and local talk. Your show. It's got my name on it, but you know it's your show. Anything you want to talk about at 884-9910. But I do encourage you to head to the website today at 991fmtalk.com and answer today's poll question. We are now being sued by an ex-Clinton lawyer over ballot harvesting. Should Nevada elections include ballot harvesting? This is a huge controversy in California, and there's a lot of people who are saying, no, this is where the fraud comes from. So I'd love to hear your yes or no, and remember that other button. You can put in your own thought there. You can put in your own answer like you so cleverly do. Well, let's check in with Jeff Manasso, messing up his name here on purpose. I don't know why, from Fox News Radio, and talk about what's going on across the country that is having a huge impact here on Nevada, because as we've seen rallies across the country basically saying we need to open back up, we need our economy back, we're going to do that here in Nevada tomorrow in Carson City and in Las Vegas. We'll be meeting in Carson City at 11 o'clock. And it's just to show that we are paying attention and we demand that we get back to normal. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you're staying safe and doing your physical distancing. We're not going to say social distancing anymore because, well, we still need to be social.
Yeah, doing our due diligence here where we are. Of course, we did break the law, my family, though. Yesterday, we went and used the swings, but yeah, beyond that,
you know, they're going to be taken down
kids,
now.
Kids, Well, look, I don't, whatever. The kids were happy, and we've flattened the curve in the state that I live in, and it's a state where you're also starting to see fierce resistance. I live in the state of Wisconsin. Much like in Michigan, much like in Missouri, where you're going to see protests next week. You may be seeing protests at the state capitol in Madison, Wisconsin, next week. You saw protesters outside the governor's mansion in St. Paul, Minnesota yesterday. Mass protests in Lansing, Michigan. Protests in Ohio. A guy was arrested in North Carolina last week for protesting because he wasn't obeying the social distancing order. Protests in Kentucky. It's this fierce resistance that really is growing as we as Americans start to see that the numbers that we were given early on in terms of what this virus meant are not adding up. And
I believe it's a little bit. I think it's a little bit more than that, Jeff, because we've gone so much further than just closing down businesses and encouraging the physical distancing. I mean, you have one person out on a beach jogging and he's being chased down by two officers. You have a little girl going out and shooting. Yeah, or by drone. You have a little girl out shooting hoops. And so the next day they remove the basketball hoop. You know, this is stuff that is just downright tyrannical that says you stay in your house or we're going to take everything away from you.
Yeah, and beyond that, you know, we weren't designed to be caged animals. And most Americans understand that we understood early on that we had a role to play. We have a role to play, a continued role, but at the same time, you look at a state like Michigan, one third of the restaurants in that state are expected, according to the Restaurant Association there, to go under. In the state of Wisconsin, I can tell you many businesses and dairy farms won't be able to survive much longer, let alone the six-week extension we got from Governor Tony Evers. And so it's expected in the state of Wisconsin that that half of all restaurants in the state will no longer be able to be viable after this. And so you see the intentional destruction of business, of commerce, and the debt and the financial ruin that these states are incurring. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a reason there. And in some of these governors, they want to save lives. They want to do what science tells them. But at the same time, again, we're starting to see these numbers come out regarding this virus and what it means. None of us want this. We all understand that it's real. But at the same time, you have to say, is the juice worth the squeeze on this when you're killing people financially? And I talk to people in Illinois, in other states, and they're just they're beside themselves. They don't know what to do because they're about to be in financial ruin and their business is closed forever.
And how many suicides are we going to see from that? And we're actually here in even more tragic of a state in Nevada because of the fact that our medical director for the state doesn't even have a medical license in the United States. And our pharmacy board recommended to the governor that he ban the prescribing of hydroxychloroquine right off the bat. Mm-hmm. You know, so he says he's not going to open up until he is assured by his medical advisors around him. And I'm sorry, but I don't trust the medical advisors that are in these states advising.
Yeah. Well, there's every state is different and every state has a different message. But it was encouraging to see Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and the administration in lockstep yesterday on a plan to get the country back open in a safe way. That was important for us to see that they're working together to get this done, and that again they're doing it together. And these plans to open up the country were signed off by these two doctors. And I know there's an effort to try and, you know, pit them against the president and vice versa. There's politics at play and all that. But
Fauci had a different message in January.
Completely
different from what he's been saying for the last month.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of different messages from a lot of different people since the beginning of the year, and I think that's what's also been frustrating for many of us, you know, across the country. That again, as I said earlier, the numbers and what we've been told, it's not adding up to what we're seeing. Obviously, it's, you know, one death is way too many. 80% of the deaths that we're seeing, they involve older people, particularly, you know, hard hit areas like nursing homes and people with underlying health
conditions. Yeah,
You know, but it's a tough place that we're in right now, and I think that most Americans they want a hopeful message. They want something to be optimistic about. And
well, I'm optimistic about this country and the people who actually support it and work it and do their jobs, not necessarily the political agenda. But what have you heard across the country as far as the reporting? Because the reporting, in my opinion, it's bogus. It's complete fraud because people are being listed as dying, you know, with the coronavirus and not necessarily from the coronavirus, but those numbers are all being clumped in together.
You know, it's one of the reasons why in my reports you hear when I talk about the death toll, I'll give you the number that the state has in terms of cases, and then I say reportedly related deaths, because we know that there are several cases where people who are dying are just lumped in to this coronavirus, you know, number, whether or not they've been tested or whether or not they died, but then were tested and you know, they showed up, they were positive. It doesn't necessarily mean they died because of the virus. And so hopefully we'll get a better handle on what these numbers mean, but they certainly aren't the 2.2 million that we were told early on that could happen, that really forced us all in to our homes and away from work and to lay low for a while, and we all did it, and we're all continuing to do it, but at some point, you know, again, is the juice worth the squeeze? And we've got to get out and get back to work, and you know, so that's where we're at.
I just hope people also remember those, you know, reported deaths. Family members were also kept away from all of those loved ones who passed, that they weren't allowed to have somebody with them in their final moments. So remember, the government also did that to the American people. So, Jeff Manasso, thank you so much for your reporting and bringing us the news across the country and how it relates to us. We greatly appreciate it. And you stay safe out there and your family, and head out into the backyard and do some recreation like we had talked about earlier. So you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, you too. You bet.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I know this is impacting you. This is affecting you. But we do want to have a great moment tomorrow. So please come out, support the Battleborn Coming Back rally. And if you have anything extra that you'd like to share with Fish, Friends in Service Helping, because they have just been overwhelmed because so many of your friends and neighbors losing their jobs, not getting unemployment because it's taking so long, or they're a private contractor, independent contractor, and that stuff's not even coming out until the middle of May because they have to create a whole new system. Well, we have to take care of our own. That's what it boils down to, because you cannot rely on the government. And that's how Friends in Service Helping comes in. That's how Fish comes in, because of the fact they don't accept government funds and government red tape. So you should be supporting them every way you can. So please, if you come to our rally tomorrow to rally this country back, to rally this state, to rally these cities and counties back, please bring something from the pantry that's non-perishable and not expired as well. And think of your friends and neighbors. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Join us in the next hour, second hour. We're going to start off with a little bit of PERS. Explain that to people since it hasn't been in the news lately. A lot of other things in the news. Everybody, first off, jump on the coronavirus, the Chinese Wuhan virus, Wuhan lab virus. Maybe that's what we should start calling it. How about that? The Wuhan lab virus. But let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jane this morning. Hi, Jane. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Monica. You good?
I'm good. You good, girl?
I'm good. I just wanted to know, like our country, why do some of the senators or congressmen get inherited seats, bought and paid for seats when the people don't vote them in? They're inherited. And I don't think our country's coming back from this. I don't mean to be a downer, but I think no matter if we don't have to pay interest back, this is worldwide, and to me, it was meant to take down and take out the money system. Now, I don't know what we're going to on that, but to me, that was its purpose behind every other purpose, to take out the money system. I mean, I'm not no economist or nothing like that, but that's what I believe. That's what I think.
And we need to go back to the gold standard. You know, that's the important thing, is the Fed's working with the Treasury. They're just printing money and throwing it when we should have something to back it up. You know, Jane, I know we've seen things change, and I'm on the same page as you are. You know, I'm hoping, I'm praying we're going to have to scratch and claw to come back. But you've seen us come back before, Jane. I think we can do it if we stay positive. Where did Jane go?
They talk about us coming together, taking our government back. We can't do that if we're a divided country. And if we lose this country, I mean, what are we? The only nation that's a world power that stands against communism? We are the major one. We are it. And unless we come together as one and take our country back, and forget the parties and remember our country and our freedom, our lives and our children's lives, we're going to lose our country and our freedom. Never mind what we're losing now. We're going to lose it all.
Jane, I think actually I'm going to put a positive spin on this. And I think a lot of those kids who've been misled about socialism and when the government has full control, I think they're getting a big eye opener right now that they're not working. They can't go to school. Of course, they're doing online, which they're used to anyway. But I think more and more people who have voted Democrat before are seeing what a tragic situation it is because of the Democrats. The Democrats aren't on board for getting people, you know, back to work. They're on board to get illegals benefits. That should be your first inclination there of how they're working. And they couldn't care less about the illegals. They're literally paying for votes, making sure that they're happy, that they're not deported if they're in this country illegally, that they're still getting money and they're still getting benefits because that's what they came here for in the first place. But Jane, you're right and you're wrong. I think we have to give it the benefit of the doubt that we can come back if people just understand that this is on both sides, Republicans, Democrats, everybody, that it is the push towards socialism, communism. This was not created by just Democrats. This was created by people also calling themselves Republicans, independents, all parties, the Green Party. This is just by elected representatives. All the offices, those, you know, big buildings in Washington, D.C., that we don't need as we the people. We the people are in the states, not in Washington, D.C. We the people are here at home. And I do want to send, Jane, thank you so much for your call and your passion. I love your passion, Jane. But for we the people who are going out and going to show their support of getting businesses going again in Nevada, there is construction also going on in Carson City. So for the rally, guess what? There's going to be some, there's going to be some traffic layups. I'm not going to discourage. I have somebody, Dan wants me to discourage people in participating in it. And Dan, I'm sorry, I can't do that. If people, it's not about coming to Carson City for the rally. It's about taking the rally to the Capitol. And I'm sorry for any inconvenience that might, you know, cause people in Carson, but it has to be done. You know, inconvenience in traffic is always caused from special events. Why don't we take a little inconvenience for actually taking this state back from a tyrannical governor? How about that? It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live, local. We'll be back after this because another heavy-handed. Tell you what.